conference on terrorism was held in Madrid this week to coincide with yesterday's anniversary of the commuter train bombings in the Spanish capital. Hundreds of former and current world leaders and experts on terrorism talked about ways to fight terror, but Jerome Sokolowski reports that differences in how the United States and Europe view and tend to respond to terrorism quickly became evident.
The International Summit on Democracy, Terrorism, and Security gave Spain a chance to showcase its response to the terrorist bombings a year ago in Madrid. Many of the speakers at the conference highlighted what they saw as the difference between Spain's approach to fighting terrorism and that of the United States. Carlos Castresana is a Spanish prosecutor.
There is a very important difference because we have a lot of people arrested here, we have a lot of people indicted. Mostly the group behind the terrorist attack has been dismantled. And in the case of the United States, even Osama bin Laden himself has not been indicted after September 11.
Many people interpreted that difference as a vindication of the idea that terrorism should be a law enforcement problem, not a war. Spain has no equivalent of the Department of Homeland Security, nor has the Spanish Parliament considered legislation similar to America's Patriot Act. A lot of Europeans see this as proof that the response to terrorism need not infringe on civil rights and democracy. The Argentine entrepreneur Martin Varsovsky was one of the organizers of the conference.
Europe fights terrorism with the rules of law enforcement, while the United States fights terrorism with the rules of war. The intervention of America, let's say, in Fallujah, that can produce more terrorists that you actually find.
Many of the meetings at the conference turned into long discussions about Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib. There was also much criticism of the U.S. practice of handing terrorism suspects over to nations with questionable human rights records. The senior American representative at the conference was Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. The meetings he attended were not open to the press, but a copy of his speech was distributed to reporters. He urged those attending the conference not to lose sight of the ultimate goal and to remember that terrorism is a struggle about values. He said it will be won by nations that cherish freedom and democracy. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright conceded that Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib have damaged America's credibility. Even so, she was taken aback by the intensity of the criticism.
And for me, I honestly have to say that while I quite, and I use the word deliberately, liberally criticize the administration at home, that there really is a sense enough already, you know, not everything is America's fault.
Albright says that while Americans can learn from the European approach to terrorism, Europeans need to understand how Americans feel about September 11th.
Well, I think there's a kind of a general mood that Europe is superior in terms of its approach to things and more sophisticated, and that Americans like to see things in black and white terms. And I think that one of the jobs of Americans is to explain that for us it truly has been a traumatic experience, and that they need to understand how different it is for America.
Yesterday, the conference published its recommendations in a document called the Madrid Agenda. It supports UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's call for a comprehensive treaty banning terrorism. And it says measures to counter terrorism should fully respect international standards of human rights and the rule of law. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.